Hi there, Unity of Walnut Creek. It is such a pleasure to be back with all of you again, one of my favorite congregations, because I have a number of old friends in this congregation. And I want to thank you, Reverend Kristen Powell, for your very kind and generous invite to speak with all my friends at Unity Walnut Creek and about my favorite topic, which you all know is love, because my handle is Your Modern Love and Relationship Doctor. So the title of our talk today, I think, says it all. We're going to be talking about, and I'm looking at my notes because I want to say it just right, the magnificent power of love. Now think about that. When we think about love, we usually think of an emotion that's, oh, I'm in love with you, or I love you. But do we think about it as a power? Now, in fact, love is one of the 12 powers of the heart, and the trifecta of the heart is love, wisdom, and truth. Now, truth without love is brutality. One of my sisters used to say to me, well, God loves the truth, so I have to tell you the truth, and she'd say something really, really mean. So when I started studying spiritual principles and it said truth without love is brutality, I went, yeah, I think I know what that means, and you might as well. So if you're going to tell someone the truth, it has to always be done with love, or you've crossed a line. But what does it mean to bring love, wisdom, and truth together? Well, what is wisdom? It's love and truth blended. So we're going to focus on heart power, but we're also going to look at how we apply this magnificent power of love during a global pandemic, as we're now recovering from one of the most poisonous political situations I've ever seen in this country. And I have worked in politics, and my God, it's just been frightening. And on top of that, we have this massive movement for equality and justice, not just in the United States, in case you haven't noticed. It's happening in Brazil. It's happening across the African continent, where three dictators have been deposed. It's happening, of course, in Lithuania, in Russia. It's happening everywhere. And primarily we see young people saying, we won't suffer with oppression anymore. So let me start with the pandemic. All of the First Nations elders and wisdom teachers and wisdom keepers that I know have been saying that the reason we have the pandemic is that it's an elder, because all microbials were here before us. Anything that was here before us is an elder. All elders are our teachers. So the question they've been holding is, what is this elder here to teach us? And guess what? They believe around the world that the elder of COVID-19 is here to teach us how to care for one another. So what if the magnificent power of love is linked to us awakening to our power to love in the face of this elder saying, I'm going to give it to you straight, no chaser, everybody. You've got to open your hearts now or never. We won't have a home, planet to live on. People are being wiped out and oppressed around the world. It has to stop. So here we go. We put the brakes on the whole world. And I truly believe the only way out of the conundrum we're in as human beings is to learn to open our hearts to the power of love. Pandemic can't stop love. Pandemic is actually something that's encouraging us. Every challenge is a lesson. Every loss is a gain. And what are we learning? What are we gaining? It's capacity to identify, to cultivate, and to unleash this magnificent power. This afternoon, when we do the afternoon training from 5:30 to 7, you can join me and register. We're going to get really down and dirty and get into practices. You're going to learn 5 practices for dealing with love that will actually give you a way forward. But right now, I want to say from my own personal experience, I learned through Unity that these principles, this energy, this love stuff we're talking about, is real, and yes, it's powerful. My very first experience of unity was going through a profound time of depression in my own life. I was so depressed that I literally was disassociating. I thought I was invisible. And I met a teacher. I was working with Dr. Virginia Satir, and some of my friends here at Unity Walnut Creek were with me in a month-long training with Dr. Satir. And you guys all know Virginia Satir created neurolinguistic programming, humanistic psychology, and family therapy. She was one of those great lights that came on the planet. And what I learned during that time is that I was depressed. I didn't know what was wrong with me. But Della Heidi said to me, you know, you should go to the Unity Church. And she said the word church, and I was like, church, forget it. I will never set foot in a church again. I grew up in a church. It was persecution all the way through, sin, hell, damnation, the whole thing. There was no way I could go to church. But I was so depressed, I was out jogging as a way to try to keep going. And I looked up, and I saw this sign that said Unity Church, because I had never jogged that route. It was Unity, San Francisco, 19th Avenue. I looked at my sweaty, nasty jogging clothes. I'm dripping sweat, and I thought, I got nothing to lose. I went in the church and learned how to apply love to a situation I was in real time. And the whole situation was transformed because the teacher taught me to just send love and blessings to the person that I felt was persecuting me. I didn't know then that that was a teacher. That's how your teachers show up. And everything just changed. And within 6 weeks, I had a new job, the job of my dreams. I met my husband because of that job. We had our family. It all shifted. So love is a magnificent power. Now the question is, do we carry love, or does love carry us? Think about it for a minute. I think it's both. I think it's both. I think once we connect to this heart power of love and we begin to practice love in our lives, we begin to shift our vibratory frequency. And once we reach, you've all seen David Hawkins' scale of consciousness, to get above the part of the scale where you're losing energy and life force, you have to get up to courage. And what is courage? Le cœur is the heart. You have to have the courage to open your heart. And the more you open your heart and you go up the scale, we get third from the top of the scale. The top is enlightenment. Just below enlightenment is joy. And just before joy is love. So love triggers this synergy. It triggers this transformation. And it's a practice. It's not enough to say, oh, I love you. It is a practice. It takes meditating on love. It takes looking at someone that's a challenge for us, like the boss I had to learn to bless and love back in my first Unity experience. It takes so much intention to open the heart. Now, I want to do a very quick process with you. We'll do more later today where we can actually do practices, but I want you to take this one with you. Love, wisdom, and truth. The threefold flame of the heart. Now, there's a little chant that says, balance the threefold flame in me. Balance the threefold flame in me. Love, wisdom, and truth. And if you would tap your heart, please, and just say it with me. Balance the threefold flame in me. Balance the threefold flame in me. Love, wisdom, and truth. Now, focus this flame on someone or something in your life, and it could be you, a part of you that you want to transform. And just breathe in love, wisdom, and truth. Breathe it in. And just for a moment, notice if anything shifts. Maybe you feel more stillness, maybe more peace, more being present, more aliveness. For some people, they can actually feel their heart begin to shift and the energy to increase. And that's the magnificent power of love at work. Because just like that, that took all of 30 seconds. We can create a shift because we put the mind together, and we put head and heart together, that's the magic. That's the power. Typically, the head's over here and the heart's over here going, hi, hi, can we work together, please? But the head's going, I can solve this. I will make this work for you. I know a strategy. I read something in it. But we need to put our heart into it. How many times have you heard people say, put your heart into it. Put your heart into it. All those old colloquialisms come from this subconscious well of knowledge that we have, that the heart and love are powerful. We actually know that. Now, back to the pandemic. From all over the world, we know there's been a 30 to 33% spike in divorce. We know that there's been a 30% spike in violence against women in their own homes. We know that people are struggling emotionally because of this pandemic. Isolation is not what we're designed for. Our brains are designed to connect with other people, to communicate. Our entire being is about connecting and communicating. Working with Down syndrome children, I learned how much heart power they have, and it doesn't matter about the wiring here. Heart power is real, and you can feel it. And I felt it every day I was teaching Down syndrome children. So I challenge you, during this pandemic, how can you fine-tune heart power? Because on a personal level, as well as a global level, we are being challenged to shift consciousness and shift it fast. So how do we bring it home? What kinds of things can you do right now to unleash this magnificent power of love? Well, the first thing I'd like to recommend is take a look at how you wake up in the morning. Some of us do meditation, prayer work, affirmations, journaling, all sorts of lovely things, because after all, that's who we are in this community. Some of us do that at night. Some of us do it morning and night. But I wonder if you take all of that out into the world, so that as we look at the struggle of isolation, or we look at the struggle of living in isolation with someone that we're partnered with, that we can actually say, we've got to love our way through the pandemic, love ourselves and love anyone else in the family or friends or neighbors. And this is a time to practice, practice, practice. So I'm working with some couples in the UK and Germany, different parts of the world, all because of Zoom now. You know, everybody's on Zoom. And the practices I'm asking them to focus on, instead of focusing on, as one said, gee, I don't like this person I'm in lockdown with. Can you help us get a divorce that's friendly? I said, what about becoming friends now instead of a friendly divorce? And the response was, oh, I hadn't thought of that. So how can you be a better friend to yourself during the pandemic? How can you be a better friend to your partner, to all the people around you? So the practice is morning meditation, affirmations, and writing a statement of commitment that today I am willing to unleash the magnificent power of love, particularly where I'm challenged to do so. Now, the results I've seen working with couples, when they can get to a place of making a commitment to love, to express themselves in a loving way, to treat one another with love, things begin to shift. Now, guys, I hope you don't need me to say this, but the most important thing is show love to yourself. 9 times out of 10, when we're being mean or nasty to someone else, we're projecting how we feel, and it's not about the other person. So bring it home. When's the last time you looked in the mirror and said, I love you, and really meant self-love in a way that opened your heart to yourself, that I accept you, that you're doing a good job? You know, this lifetime is challenging because life is supposed to challenge us. It's supposed to give us opportunities to grow and expand our capacity to love. So the most important thing I want to leave you with is that the purpose of life is to learn how to love unconditionally. That's what we're here to learn. That's the curriculum, and that is the core of all life lessons. So when in doubt, ask yourself, how can I apply more love? This isn't working. Maybe I need to do a better job loving. I'm slipping over here. Maybe I need more love and care. When in doubt, open your heart to love. And right now, this is your final practice this morning. I want you to real time choose one person or one situation that you're going to put more love into. And if you're all hung up about them on the other side of politics, then I think you need to give some love to them over there, because we can't afford to square off on one another. Do I have to say it? Divided we fall? Okay, we need this unity, and love is the unifying force. It's the magnificent power that holds you together, holds a relationship together, holds a family together, holds a community together, holds this country together, and makes the world work. It's love. That's the greatest challenge. And the reason it's hard is that most of us don't get trained in how to love. We're born knowing how to experience love, but we actually don't get training. It's been my little shtick for years to say we should have relationship training and love training in school, starting in kindergarten, all the way through. So you are now sitting in the University of Love, sitting right here wherever you are, and I invite you to join me this afternoon for live from 5:30 to 7, the follow-on workshop, because you know I love Unity workshops. And let me tell you really quickly what we're going to cover this afternoon. We're going to be unpacking which end of love is up for you. We're going to look at the beliefs, core beliefs we've created about love and about our lovability based on what we learned. We're going to look at some of the things that may have been painful, like pain and abandonment. So this isn't for you if you're afraid to face some of those things and transform them with love. And we're also going to be practicing with that sixth sense. And the sixth sense is feeling. We can see it, hear it, touch it, taste it, smell it, and feel it. So we'll be activating quite a bit. And the title of this are the New Rules for True Love. Five love practices you can operate with right now. So if you're ready for the new rules for love, please, I invite you to join me. And what I would like you to do, whether you can make it this afternoon or not, is take these practices into your life, embrace them, spread love everywhere you go. When in doubt, just love, love, love with all your heart. And imagine a world where this magnificent power is flowing from all of us, what we could do to transform ourselves and this planet. So thank you, Unity of Walnut Creek. It's an honor to be with you, as always. Many blessings, and I love you all.